Morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing right now on his parables. This morning, we're going to begin looking at parables that occur in only two of the Gospels. There are three such parables. One we've already covered, the parable of the leaven. This is in Matthew 13. Today, we'll look at the next, the parable of the house on the rock. Here it is from Luke 6, 46-49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he's like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Now this parable is also recounted in Matthew 7, 24-27. In both locations, Jesus gives this Lord, Lord scenario. In Matthew's account, it's much more detailed. Those who say, Lord, Lord, are those who will be judged. But the tragedy is that they didn't know that that would happen. They'll say, we knew you, and we did all these things in your name. But Jesus will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Well, in Luke's account, we see this Lord, Lord statement again, just without all the detail. This actually helps us to understand exactly what it is Jesus is communicating through the parable. Many often interpret the parable as follows. Jesus is the solid rock that we must build our lives upon. And if we do what he says, then when the storms of life come, we'll be able to stand firm because our lives have been built on the rock and not shifting sand. Now let me go ahead and say, if you structure your life according to God's word, things will typically fare well for you. This is one of the key messages of the book of Proverbs. The wisdom of God leads to wise choices, which typically leads to good outcomes. Now that all being said, that's not what Jesus is communicating with this parable. Remember that the context is one of judgment on the final day. This is even more obvious in Matthew's account. So this flood reference is not symbolic of the daily trials of life. Jesus is talking about the eternal state. He's talking about life and death, not quality of life. The one who hears Jesus and responds with belief will survive because he trusted the rock of Christ. However, the one who does not respond with belief will not survive. This person trusted something else, anything else really. And what's really scary is the thought that this person might have thought that they were trusting Jesus when they really weren't. They may claim to believe, but their faith is not trust. The evidence is that their faith didn't lead them to obey Jesus. So it isn't the one who obeys Jesus who will survive the coming flood of judgment, and it isn't the one who says, I believe in Jesus. Rather, it's the one who truly believes and trusts him. This person isn't just a fan of Jesus, but a follower of Jesus. And this faith, the kind of faith that makes someone a follower, is the house built on solid rock. On Judgment Day, it will not fall because it trusts Jesus and nothing else. What are you trusting? Your own good works? I hope not. Without knowing you, I can tell you right now, they aren't good enough. So trust Jesus, the solid rock.